This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. We are with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We've been asking you guys to feedback about whether or not you have been scammed or you know somebody who has been scammed. This is because of a story we picked up from Engadget about a guy called Kit Boga, who is now making a living scamming the scammers. He's turning the tables and doing all of that kind of nice, good vigilante stuff.
Without
anybody being... Yeah, Vigilant Tech, indeed, yes.
Vigilant Tech. Nice.
Right, so what have we got on the messages?
There's a WhatsApp from Wen Shen. He says that, I've been a victim of the fake bank account thing too. Went as far as giving them my IC over the phone and only realized it was a scam when they transferred my call to Bukit Aman, quote-unquote. Hung up and called the bank to verify. They have my IC number, but I really don't know what the implications it could lead to.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. The transferring thing is interesting because I can tell you a story. Recently, a friend of mine was posting on Facebook about how he'd received a phone call from a company who said, you are in arrears with your payment and you need to pay this amount of money, blah, blah, blah. At that point, he was like, okay, I need to get this in writing because I don't know what the heck you're talking about. And they said, okay, we'll transfer you to headquarters so you can speak with somebody there and discuss it further. At that point, he hung up, Googled the number, and it turns out that that number was in fact a premium line, and if he'd have been transferred to that line whilst they had him on hold, he would have been paying for all of the period whilst he was on hold. So somebody would have been making money from it somewhere. So that seems to be what these guys would have been doing.
Yeah.
Very similar kind of thing. Anyway, if you have any more stories, let us know on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number three. Trump's tech tariffs are awesome for Southeast Asia.
Biggest. So even the article that we took this from, it even starts with Donald Trump may well be the best thing that's happened to Southeast Asia's humble electronics industry in quite a while. And I didn't think any of those words could be put together in the same sentence.
Okay. In that order.
Tell us why then.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, we sort of lean towards the side of things like we watch like Stephen Colbert and like
Trevor Noah
and yes. John Oliver and stuff. So they have, their point of view comes directly from the US and what the US is going through and how these tariffs and stuff sort of affect them. And it affects them in a negative way. But if you look at it from our point of view, from a Southeast Asian point of view, it actually benefits us a lot because a lot of people normally look towards like bigger companies like where Apple is making like its bigger components and stuff, and those are expensive, but the phones are also made up of smaller components that come from places like Vietnam, like Thailand, even some locally from here in Malaysia, and those companies benefit a lot from these tariffs because now they can put a bigger price tag on those components
right.
that they're selling to the US or the bigger manufacturers
right
uh-huh. So like makers of components that are from the region may get some time in the spotlight now thanks to the U.S. administration's decision last month to levy an additional 25% import tax on 818 separate items from China. So there's this person called Simon Shen. He's the president of Taiwanese electronics conglomerate New Kinpo Group, and he oversees facilities in the Philippines, in Malaysia, in Singapore, and in Thailand. And the more the U.S. taxes Chinese electronics products, the better it is for Asian companies like his that have operations outside of China. Because, like I said, now they can sell for a higher price to China itself.
Right, right.
So some investors have already taken notice of the fact that Thailand, Malaysia, and Philippines, and Vietnam stand as likely beneficiaries to the US and China trade war. So some of the examples are Thailand's electronics component sub-index is up 14.5% in the past month alone against a 4.8% rise for the broader market.
Wow.
Eight of its 29 members have climbed by double digits over that same period, led by a 20% advance for Delta Electronics Thailand. There's also Stars Micro Electronics Thailand that has climbed 12%. Then in Vietnam, there's Vietronics that is a Ho Chi Minh City-based assembler of electronics and components, more than double in the past month compared to 4.5% decline in the benchmark of Hanoi UPCOM index. And 28 members of Malaysia's information technology sector average an 8.4% return compared to 4.6% in the market. So all of these are like climbing by at least double of what they did before compared against the benchmark. So it ends by saying that with Trump repeatedly upping the ante, the U.S. president is likely to remain an accidental ally.
I love how the only way he can be an ally is accidental.
Accidentally.
You know what I mean? Like, usually in a war, no one comes out on top, but somehow we're just quietly in the corner, you know, benefiting from this. I mean, yeah.
I'm curious, though. I mean, the Philippines seems to be the only exception, right? With their index falling 0.5%.
Versus 5.4. But even that is like a tiny, tiny drop.
Yeah.
And they say that they could come up once their companies start to sort of make the smaller components as well, like join the, you know, jump on the same bandwagon.
Yeah.
So I think it's like what you said, like what Christine said. It's like, you know, those people who, when two countries go to war and then the person in the middle is selling them weapons, and that's the happy guy.
Yeah.
Because he's like, yeah, keep fighting, you know,
it's,
we'll just
it's,
keep...
It's Tony Stark before he was Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just keep selling weapons and keep putting a bigger price tag because someone wants the bigger guns.
Nice.
My word.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
What I like is it's super interesting because we normally lean towards opinions that come out of the US.
Mm. Yeah.
And mostly from the Democratic side of things. So we look at it as negative, which it is. But also we hardly see things from our point of view or from this side of the world and how some people actually benefit from what he's doing. So, you know, as long as we're happy.
So he's doing he's doing something right for us then?
Yeah.
Okay. We can leave that on a happy
note.
We'll just stay here. We're going to take a short break, folks. Do keep feeding back, though. If you have any stories about being scammed or you know somebody that has been scammed, let us know on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Music coming up from Ash with Burn Baby Burn, followed by a little bit of U2. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.